Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Final presidential showdown, the final presidential debate last night in Nashville between President Trump and Joe Biden.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what he's going.
A very different presidential debate in terms of substance last night and interruptions or chaos. Aaron Katursky is joining us live this morning. Aaron, what is the take after this?
Yeah, I think certainly that the it was easier on the ears, wasn't it, Susan? I mean, there were far fewer interruptions. The moderator, Kristen Welker, handled that pretty well. Also, having a mute button on the candidates for the initial 2-minute responses to the main questions probably helped with that. And so I think Americans were treated to a downright conventional debate, or at least what passes for conventional in 2020. But I think for all of the differences in tone, substantively, there weren't very many differences from the candidates' approaches. And voters were treated to vastly different approaches on health care, on coronavirus, and even as in the clip you just played, on this notion that Joe Biden is corrupt. That was President Trump's mission, to come into the debate with the intention of painting Joe Biden as corrupt, but he never really landed a clean blow. I mean, if you've been following along with a rather confusing, not fully substantiated story about Hunter Biden, maybe some of that stuff meant something to you. But Joe Biden turned around the corruption allegations to say, you haven't released any taxes. What are you hiding?
It's kind of startling to notice, you know, you mentioned the differences in their positions on issues. And you go back to the first debate, and the only thing you really noticed is the difference in demeanor and in personality. And now voters actually maybe for the first time see beyond just the differences in personality.
And I think you've seen a quite different approach on coronavirus, for example. President Trump pretty much going an optimistic route, saying the virus is going away in the face of all the evidence. And Joe Biden says there's a dark winter ahead, and he has no plan. On health care, the president said we're going to take care of people with pre-existing conditions. Joe Biden says, how are you going to do that? You're in court right now, seeking to overturn Obamacare. On climate and energy, the president accused Joe Biden of endorsing a $1 trillion clean energy plan that would, to Biden's own admission, eventually get Americans away from fossil fuels. And the president was almost gleeful, and he said, do you hear that, Pennsylvania? Do you hear that, Texas? Do you hear that, Oklahoma? Of course, Joe Biden walked that back a little bit later, but if the president is indeed worried about Texas and Oklahoma, that may say something more than about an energy plan.
And both camps are claiming victory after last night, too, right?
As they always do. And I think there are, you know, two different measures. On one hand, you know, the president gets credit for not being a bullet in a china shop, but he was no different in terms of his substantive presentation. I mean, he's been talking this way on health care, on COVID, on everything for a long time now. And Joe Biden forced him to play a little bit of defense, especially on taxes and releasing taxes. He pressed him on China and his foreign entanglements, as the president tried to paint Joe Biden with his son's business activities. And so the Biden campaign feels like this was probably his best debate. It may have been President Trump's best debate, too. But the onus has been on the president, trailing in the race, to change the trajectory. Did this debate do it? Not sure.
All the talk going in is, whose mind is this actually going to change? Everyone's going to watch, but, you know, everyone's only going to come away thinking the exact same thing they did. When should we have an idea from polling if this actually did move the meter one way or another?
We'll probably get some polling. I know we have people out in the field now, so, you know, through the weekend we'll probably get some good polling that may include impressions of the debate next week. But remember, Brian, nearly 50 million Americans have already voted. That is a staggering total. And perhaps, you know, a third or more of all voters. So minds have been made up here for a long time. And it's hard to see if any one particular moment of this debate, fluid though it may have been, is actually going to shake up what has been, until now, a very stubborn race.
Aaron, appreciate very much. Aaron Katursky joining us this morning following last night's debate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.